Thank you for listening to the Hub Show podcast. Brought to you by Venue.
The People's Podcast.
The Hub Show.
All right. Jay Heiss, Chris Canfield, DJ Busy, we're in the house tonight. We were supposed to have a little Super Bowl chat, but given the news of the day, the topic has changed.
Yes.
And we want to say condolences to everyone affected by it, involved in that helicopter crash out in Calabasas, Southern California. Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and now we're learning a daughter's friend and another father of the friend, and there's a baseball coach. Now it's up to 9 people died in this helicopter crash. And again, condolences. This is a rough one. And I know DJ Busy is here with us, a big sports fan, big Lakers fan, big Kobe Bryant fan. And I know what it means to lose somebody, even in the celebrity level, who you follow and admire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, this one hits home.
Right.
Since high school, you know, he played. High school ball in PA, Lower Marion.
Okay.
He grew up, you know, when I was 2 years behind him in high school.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just this legend that you heard about, you know.
Really?
And I've been following his career since.
He's a Pennsylvania native? I did not know
I had no idea. He was a local boy.
Yeah. I didn't know. I was in LA when he rose to fame out there with the Lakers, and they were winning the championships.
Hmm.
I was out there in the 2000s,
yeah.
You know, when they were winning championships and having riots downtown, good times.
Yeah. Right.
But
good old days.
Yeah, but it is sad. His daughter was with him, obviously a daughter's friend and her father. The list is starting to grow here. They just had a press conference. It's around, what is it, about 6 p.m. East Coast time now. This happened about 10:30 this morning on the West Coast, so 1:30 our time.
Mm-hmm.
But crazy, man.
And you posted a picture earlier today, Busy, with you with him.
Yeah, I met him at Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that was a really great experience. Actually, I got to
mm-hmm.
he came out and he's just like, oh, you know, I'm a big fan, you know,
right.
I'm a big Lakers fan, you know. He was going through a little like knee situation. I was like, you know, mm-hmm. we all pulling for you, man. We want you to feel better. And he was just like, yeah, you know. And then
he was
I said,
back, huh?
Yeah, he's super cool. And I said something like. You know, we played high school basketball around the same time in Pennsylvania, and his eyes lit up.
Yeah, they like that small talk.
And he was like, you know, his eyes just lit up, and he was just like, really intrigued, you know? Like, mm-hmm. he hasn't talked about high school basketball for a long time, you know, I felt like. And, I had a 5-minute conversation with him about Pennsylvania high school basketball.
Well, who else is he going to talk about that with, right?
Yeah. Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It was really interesting moment.
No kidding. Busy, you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. I just it's somebody who
it's a hard pill to swallow. Yeah.
Man, I went to, you know, I can't tell you how many Lakers games I went to and watched him play. And you know, like Christmas Day games, playoff games. I watched him eliminate teams out of the playoffs live. Like,
I went to a couple Lakers games. He was there.
This is the first you know, and I watched his entire career in its entirety, you know, and I was a fan the whole time. So it's heavy, man. This is a heavy one to lose, and then see his daughter also pass away is just heartbreaking, shattering.
It just adds to it, you know what I mean? It's nuts.
Yeah, it seems that it's hitting the heartbeat of America pretty hard.
Well, we're in real time right now, so a lot of people are just now posting on Facebook, you know, RIP and all that.
Yeah.
So it's just coming to
but
fruition.
I mean, you can't open up your phone without seeing it on everything.
Right, yeah. Yeah, this is past sports. This is bigger than basketball.
It is. I'll say that as a casual sports fan. Like tonight, we were supposed to have a Super Bowl talk.
Yes.
With
Sean Merriman.
Sean Merriman and Jake Lawson.
Yes.
And they were going to talk the upcoming Super Bowl.
Yes.
Amongst other things.
Sean Merriman of the San Diego Chargers.
There we go. We were going to have him on via the phone, but obviously the news of the day has turned things.
Yes.
I just didn't feel it would be appropriate to have that conversation right now.
Well, he said that knew them. He knew
Sean
them, too.
He just told me, too, on
Sean
the text.
Sean Merriman said that, yes.
Friend of the family,
and
very
he
distraught.
Did not want to talk about it. So.
Yeah, so I don't know how we were going to do about that. But hopefully we get him on later this week and get him on, and we can talk Super Bowl, before the Super Bowl at least.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll talk post-Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Or maybe we'll blow up his phone during the Super Bowl, Chris.
There you go.
Be those guys. I don't know.
Get his party.
But the news of the day. Kobe Bryant, his daughter, this helicopter crash out in Calabasas, California.
Gianna Marie.
Gianna Marie.
And nobody else in the family, huh? The wife and
no, but she had stuff she had a friend with her and her father. So another child is in this accident too.
Yeah.
And the count right now they said was 9. So also at
And apparently they are out in the middle of nowhere because we were just watching a news report where they said that rescue people had to be helicoptered in and dropped down.
Yeah.
So they must be in the middle of the woods.
It's a wooded area between there and the coastline in California. So
gotcha.
Well, you know, not to make light of any of this, Busy, you know more about Kobe. Was he a helicopter pilot?
No, he wasn't a pilot that I know of, but he did use the helicopter like his form of transportation, yeah, like to and from Staples Center, to and from his kids'
fuck
games.
The traffic.
Really?
Fuck the traffic. That's the way to go. Yeah.
How do you drop into the Staples Center on a helicopter?
They got a pad.
They have a pad on top of the Staples Center?
When they built the Staples Center, they built it with the celebrities of mine and the athletes. Trust me.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have the Grammys and everything.
Everything's there. Wow. Yeah.
Huh.
Live Nations across the street, all this stuff. Yeah. So they built it with that in mind.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So
yeah, there's not many buildings you can just drop into.
Well, they're building them now like that. You know, they're preparing for that kind of thing. So
yeah.
I remember when the Staples Center opened, man. That was big news. When the Lakers used to play the Great Western Forum and the LA Kings and all that, and then the Staples Center opened. That was crazy, man. Los Angeles. But yeah, I'm a casual sports fan. Of course, I know Kobe Bryant. I couldn't sit here and rattle off stats or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this is awful. It's terrible. It's in real time. It just happened. So, you know, to talk about anything else, I feel a little off key, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So,
trying to get Jameer King, our sports guy, in here. His thoughts about everything. We have it on in the background here, the breaking news. They just gave a press conference about 20 minutes ago.
Where exactly is Lower Merriman? Marion?
Close to Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that side? Okay. You played for Greencastle in this area, right?
I did, yeah.
Did Greencastle go that far?
We have in certain years, yeah. In my junior and senior year, we made playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Entered the NBA directly from high school.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. I remember all that news.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, him. That guy, Chris. Yeah.
I gotcha.
That's amazing when kids do that, man. I say kids because that's what they are. When they're 18, 19. There's a 19-year-old player on the Boston Bruins right now. He went right from high school to that. Can you imagine?
Right?
It's crazy, right?
Can you imagine that?
I mean, good luck.
Right?
It's awesome.
Hey, what do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know.
I'm already it.
I don't know.
I'm already it.
Right?
I just got my contract.
Imagine how dumb and innocent you were when you were in high school, right? Compared to being like a 40-year-old, and now they just pluck you out straight out of high school
because you're that good.
That's crazy.
I mean, just like the NFL, right? I mean, getting into the NBA, even off of a college, is like the eye of a needle, isn't that right, Biz? Would you say? What's the percentage of people that make it from college ball into the NBA?
Oh, slow.
It's slow and slim,
there's not
right?
Many numbers.
Yeah, same with the NFL.
It's not like, you know, every season you got a lot of people retiring. So what, you got 5 or 6 slots, and then you might send 10 people to the G League out of the whole league. Right. So what, you got 15 slots.
So to get picked up right from high school, boy.
Yeah.
You got to be good.
Yeah.
Well, right?
You got to be Basketball Jones, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And to add to that, what are the chances that a scout from the NBA is watching high school games and not college games?
Yeah. I mean, he made such a stir
out there in Philly.
Just across the country. I mean, it was
as a high school player.
As a high school player. Yeah.
Give me a little background. I didn't know this.
I mean, it was just, you know, he was 360 dunking in high school. Really? You know, he was this 6'6" kid running the court in high school. Could shoot the ball. Could pass the ball. Could dribble. Mm-hmm. Played monster defense. Had this crazy mentality about him.
Right.
It grabbed the nation's attention.
Wow.
Yeah.
A 360 dunk in high school.
Yeah, crazy.
Good God.
He was just monstering people in high school.
So what happened? Do you know the scout? Do you know the story of his being
I'm not sure. I mean, his father played some professional ball, so I'm sure
there was
connections there. Yeah. But, I mean, when you're destroying it the way he was in high school, I mean, there really hasn't
been.
Someone's
bound to notice, yeah.
You know, that hasn't happened since, like, I guess Kevin Garnett.
Sure.
You know, LeBron came along and did it.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen very often. It's like once in a generation kind of thing.
I wonder if there's anything like that in the history.
So what was, in 1997, he won the slam dunk competition. So how old were you in 1997?
17.
17. He won a slam dunk competition.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Crazy.
It is nuts. So we're watching live from Los Angeles right now. They're outside. The outside Staples Center, they're downtown, right?
So yes. They were trying to get people to not come to Staples Center because the Grammys are tonight, but that's not going to happen. LA is going to flood.
Sorry,
Staples
music
Center.
Industry. This is more important than all of you.
Yeah. Huh? But the Grammys are tonight?
Yeah. Right there at that building.
Yeah, the same
right
building.
By the same building as
they're thinking that I guess people are going to be outside.
Oh, people are going to flood
people
that
gonna
place.
People are going to flood that place, flowers and everything. It's coming, dude. It's kind of like when Michael Jackson died.
And then all the celebs are going to have to walk through all that shit to get in.
And they're all going to say something about Kobe tonight on the mic, which they should. Right. But this shouldn't be about any of them tonight, man. Matter of fact, as far as I'm concerned, the city of Los Angeles, it would never happen. They really should postpone the Grammys, given this news. But they ain't going to do it. It's too many logistics involved.
That won't happen.
That won't happen.
But that should happen.
It should happen. I mean, it's not like he's...
They didn't cancel the NBA games today. You know, and I saw a tweet from somebody that kind of made sense. It's like, you know, if you want to do something to honor Kobe, maybe...
Play basketball.
Maybe grab some friends and family and watch an NBA game today, because he was about both of those things.
Right.
And I like that tweet. Thought that was a good one.
In 2006, he scored a career high of 81 points against the Toronto Raptors.
Mm-hmm.
81 points in a game. Whew. That's a lot.
Did he have the record for that, Biz? I know Jordan broke all these records when I was coming up.
Kobe doesn't hold the record for most points in a game.
Wilt Chamberlain has a 100-point game.
Oh, okay.
But he does hold the record for the most points in like a modern-day game, you know?
Okay. It's just, you know. You don't have to be a parent to even understand that be in that situation, a helicopter. I can only imagine what that's like, man. You know, this is awful. Here we go. Kobe Bryant. I'm looking up facts, looking up records.
Right.
Since we're talking about it, I'm paying homage here.
Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and in 1999, he was 21 years old. He met 17-year-old Vanessa Lane, who was working as a background dancer on the East Side's music video G'd Up. And then later they got married in 2000, and his parents were not very happy about it because he was marrying so young. But
he was playing ball.
But they did
playing NBA, man.
They did it anyways.
I know. Of course. I did too. Whatever. Yeah. That's what it is. Biz, you must have been ready to hop a flight today.
You know, it's funny, man. I was playing pickup ball when I got the news.
Oh, yeah.
I was playing with my high school friends, and we just finished, and somebody came over. He's like, man, you need to check your phone.
No shit.
And he's like, I think Kobe, it's rumor right now, but I think Kobe just passed away in a helicopter crash.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at my phone. I had all these text messages coming in, and I'm just like, wow, man.
And what's crazy, Biz, when you text me about it, the minute I was reading your text, it popped up in my phone in the news feed.
Oh, weird.
Like, holy shit.
Crazy.
And then, I said, we can't talk about the Super Bowl tonight. You know?
Yes.
Crazy.
It's weird. All my friends, you know, they said everybody's been texting me, and they said the first thing they thought about when they heard about this was me, and I was I just been a fan of his, you know, and
I hear you.
A voice of support for the man for a long time. So it's just heavy, man.
What was he into? Obviously, he's retired from basketball.
Yeah.
What was he into? He's doing a bit.
Apparently, he was fluent in Italian and Spanish.
Yeah, he lived in Italy for a while with his dad when he played professional ball.
He's conducted press interviews in Spanish.
Yeah, he speaks Spanish. He used to speak Spanish with Pau Gasol on the court.
Yeah, he's in the
other
right
players
city. He's in the right city for that,
about.
That's for sure. Right state. But what was he into, though, business-wise? I know he was into some stuff, right?
Yeah, so... I mean, he was getting into producing movies and documentaries. That was kind of the... He was into the entertainment world.
Gotcha.
When he was younger, he was into music and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He had a developed youth sports, like youth basketball programs.
Right.
That was a passion of his.
Right.
I
have a list of fast facts here.
Yes, he was a rep for Adidas.
Early in his career, yeah.
For quite some time, yeah.
And then he was with Nike for a long time. Had an endorsement with Nike for probably the last 10 years of his career, if not longer.
Right. Here we go. He was 6'6". Parents named him after a type of steak. The beef is from a species of cattle, Wagyu, raised in the Kobe region of Japan.
Now, have you ever had that?
Kobe steak? I have.
Yeah.
I paid top dollar for it.
Wagyu. Yes.
In Vegas, I had some of that.
So did I.
Given the price, I ate really slow.
I went to Joe Coy's restaurant.
Did you?
In Vegas. Nice. Yes.
He was serving.
And I had the Wagyu. I believe it was $90 a plate, which was up there.
Yeah, here we go. 1996, Kobe Bryant was the youngest player in NBA history at the time at 18 years, 2 months, 11 days. He played his entire professional career for the LA Lakers. He won 2 Olympic gold medals for men's basketball, and he is 4th on the NBA all-time scoring list. He won 5 NBA championships. 1996, June 96, he was selected by the Charlotte Hornets as the 13th pick in the first round of the NBA draft. Pretty nice. Traded by Charlotte in July of 96 to LA. And there he remained.
I mean, he got drafted
mm-hmm.
by Charlotte.
Yeah.
But then they traded him on draft night.
Like in two weeks later.
Yeah.
According to the dates here.
I think it happened on draft night, but really? It didn't finalize.
Oh, the contracts and all that. I got
who'd they trade him for?
I don't really remember.
Dude, who did they give years up? Ago, homie.
Who did they give up the golden goose for? Right?
Yeah, they're kicking themselves in the ass.
Yeah, right? You got Muggsy Bogues. Is that who you traded him for?
Right. Look at the news. I know she's laughing and smiling. It's a somber moment. These people are out there because of someone's tragic death.
She's trying to get a hold of people and they don't want to talk.
But then what do you do?
She's like, come on, come on over here and talk to
it's
me.
It's kind of like us having a podcast about it, right?
Right.
But at the same time, we're trying to run down his life and shed some spotlight on him and pay respects here. Wow. Yeah, I remember all that. I'm going to talk about this. I remember his court situation back in the early 2000s.
You're right. He was.
Yeah.
He was into music.
Yep.
He performed at a 1997 concert by Sway and King, mm-hmm. King Tech, and recorded a verse for a remix of Brian McKnight's Hold Me.
There you go. Let's see.
He also was on Shaquille O'Neal's. Remember when Shaquille O'Neal tried to come out with an album?
Yeah, his first album was pretty dope back in the 90s, man.
Was it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I never listened to it. Yeah.
Back in 93.
Yeah. Called Respect.
I remember I Shaq. I had it on vinyl, dude.
But apparently he rapped on Shaq's album.
Sure. Why not? Hey. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found it a very novelty that Shaq wanted to make a rap album.
It was cool, though.
Kind of like
the first one was badass. He had Eric Sermon producing for him. That was good stuff, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. The song's in my head. I just can't put the name to it.
Eric Sermon had some good stuff, man. I like that song, Music.
That's a beautiful song. Yeah. That's one of my favorite songs.
They redid the Marvin Gaye song.
Yeah.
Man, it's great.
That's heaven to me, that song.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's see here. I'm going down a rundown of dates and stuff. So 2000 to 2002, 3 NBA championships with the Lakers, and then 2009, 2010, they went back-to-back NBA championships. I was in L.A. for all of this. I remember all that. I remember all the hoopla. Yeah, him and Vanessa got through some turbulent times. We all know about that. They were still together.
During those championships, man, some of the things I really loved about that was, mm-hmm. You know, when they would do the celebration parade.
Yeah.
And it was just like the, you know, you never, I mean, the man would smile during the basketball season, but, right. You know, he's a competitor. I mean, he really straight-faced, focused,
yeah.
and determined. But to see him at those parades, man, and just with the big grin, you know, that big Kobe smile, those were great. Those were great moments. You know, that was great for LA. That was great for the NBA. That's sad, man.
It is, man. We're taking our time with this one tonight. It's all good.
He owned stake in the Coca-Cola company. He purchased stake in the Coca-Cola company mm-hmm. in 2018, and the valuation of it rose. Valuation of his stock rose to $200 million.
Nice.
Wow.
No shit. Coke.
Boy.
Yeah, no kidding.
I need to start making some right moves, huh?
You're gonna start making some Coke money there, Chris. Yeah. You just start buying some Coke.
Right. I'm on the wrong end. I'm on the wrong type. Yeah, no I'm spelling it all wrong.
Well, yeah, he went to undergo surgery in 2015 to repair his torn right rotator cuff. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Sidelined him for a while.
Yeah.
December 2014, he surpasses Michael Jordan to become the third on the NBA's all-time scoring list. And now he's been bumped down to the fourth, but who cares? Still top five, whatever, man.
Hey, shit. Look at that. They got Robert Kraft on YouTube talking about it. I would expect him to be in a massage parlor somewhere.
That's probably where he just came from. He's in Los Angeles, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got out of this Asian massage parlor.
March 2018, he won an Academy Award for his short animated film for Dear Basketball. Did you ever see it?
Dude? I haven't seen it yet, no.
Now you want to, huh? I hear you. Let's see. And again, he's only 41 years young. I'm not going to say old. That's young. I'm still young. We're all still young, but that's young, man. 41 is young.
41's young, man, young. To be taken like that. Absolutely, with your kid beside you. Kid beside you.
That's just brutal, man.
And still, Rick Ross. Boy, you're digging deep.
Dude, they're in Los Angeles, man.
You're digging deep
now. It's the Grammy Awards.
Look. Oh, they are in the Grammys.
Listen. The Staples Center and where they hold the Grammys in the same place. So you got all these fans gathering around the Staples Center right now with the purple and yellow.
Yes.
And then they got this going on across the street. So it's going to be a little of a, you know, they got security high and wide over there right now.
Right.
I don't care what they say, even though it's the music industry, this is going to be a shadow over this tonight, dude. Yeah. Period. End of story. It's because it's an L.A. thing, man, more than anything else. Anyway. Well, listen, let's take a pause. I'm trying to get Jameer in here, our sports guy. He can come here and conversate a bit about this, give his thoughts and give his take. And Hub Show, we'll be right back.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull-up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You know, watch Jameer, he's got that voice.
Mm-hmm. I'll step away from it.
No, that's good. Me, you want to pull the mic closer? Be comfortable, whatever works for you.
Got
dude.
That Barry White voice.
We've been down this road.
This shit has fucked me up.
Barry
man.
Black.
Barry Black.
Anyway. Hey, Hub Show, we're back. Myself, Jay Heiss, DJ Busy. We are here with our sports guy, Jameer King. Jameer, what is going on?
Man, I'm at a loss for words, as I'm quite sure.
I know. We haven't heard from you in a while. When we do, it's normally about roller derby, but tonight, a little somber here. Yeah. And we were going to have a Super Bowl chat tonight, but that kind of got squashed given the news of the day. And,
6 degrees of separation. So growing up outside the Philadelphia area.
Right. We were talking about, I did not know that Kobe was a homeboy from Pennsylvania. Yeah, so yeah. DJ Busy has schooled us up on all this. So.
He is. Our high schools are in the same conference. So our high school would play them home and away for a bunch of sports. And growing up, I'm probably 5 or 6 years older than him. But through like Sunny Hill Summer Leagues and just being out, there was a place called Pulsations, was a club that you would see him and his twin sister that would, you know, they were still fresh out of high school. Not even still in high school, they would attend, you know, you'd just see him out. But seemed to be just a very, I don't know.
So you saw him as
Oh yeah, I've met Kobe. I've met Kobe. I've got a family member who I would call him an acquaintance of Kobe, but we would see, you know, we would go back and watch games. I saw him play live in high school against Coatesville. And so, I mean, it was just.
And you got to watch him go on to do what he did. That's amazing, right?
He's just, you know, he was a different type dude. Just his mentality was different. His approach to the game was different. And it's a shame that, you know, him and Gigi, and I think there was another player. They were headed to a.
Yes.
Headed to an AAU, a travel basketball
event. Slowly but surely, they're releasing some names here, and I guess one of Gigi's teammates and her father were on the helicopter
and
as well.
And two coaches now. Yeah. I don't think I'm one.
Was that again?
And two coaches were confirmed.
I got you. Oh, wow.
It's just crazy. I mean, it's not, I mean, what they played Philadelphia last night, less than 24 hours ago. Right. You know, and he was there congratulating LeBron. So it's, it's crazy. I mean, you can't figure out. You just don't know. You got to really appreciate life. And I follow his, like, Mambo Academy and you know, how he brings in these athletes and, you know, his top-notch recovery and training and speed and agility type stuff that he does. It's crazy. It's, you know, 6 degrees of separation. You know,
as a coach, do you apply any of it?
No, I don't. I mean, that stuff is high tech. That stuff is what a lot of people you see
beyond high school.
Right, you see some stuff. It's a lot of lot of pro athletes, but you just see what he does and what he's a part of, and you know, he really kind of blueprinted his path. You know, he originally got drafted by Charlotte and said that you know he wanted to be in LA, and you know he was just a 17, 18 year old kid, kind of blueprinted where he wanted to be. And doesn't happen too much nowadays where guys just kind of stay with one organization for the whole career.
And we were talking about that earlier. The whole, not just NBA, but all sports. I mean, as the athletes remain in the leagues into their 40s even, the slots don't open as much for, I mean, to get drafted out of high school is something else. Whether that, it's now or back then.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that and just to stay there. I mean, he had his ups and downs and won his championships.
Right.
But he was just different. He was a freakish, I mean, as you have to be a freakish high school athlete, but you know, he's just you can't put it into words. It's just crazy. It's crazy.
It is crazy.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, you just hear, you see things. And I was in Ohio when my daughter. I was at the gas station.
You just came from Ohio.
I did, and my daughter was like, "Kobe Bryant died." I was like, "What?"
Yeah.
She was like, "Kobe," and we got crazy, we were driving, and it just kept coming out. It was just like it was him, and then and you know, it's a shame that you kind of get things that way. Without having all the details,
yeah.
You know what I mean, it's just Kobe, and then it's Gigi,
or
and
any preparation, yeah,
right. Another teammate.
It's weird because I was telling Busy. He texted me, "Hey, we shouldn't be talking about the Super Bowl tonight, given the news about Kobe." And as soon as I got the text, I'm reading it, the news pops up on my phone. I'm like, holy shit!
I don't have a lot on. I mean, I have social media, but I don't follow like a lot of players and stuff.
I don't follow sports. That's why I got you, man.
But
you know, this is big news. So,
and every avenue, I mean, every sport. You know, I don't follow a lot of individual players, but everyone was touching base about
Kobe,
him, and you know, everybody. I mean, he was a soccer player. You know, he traveled the world. He did all. He just has a love for a lot of things, but
right.
It's just, I mean, you can't. You can't say anything. You can't. Nope. There's nothing you could say. You know.
And
it's
as they're trying to hold the Grammy Awards in L.A., the Staples Center is filling up with Kobe fans.
Yeah,
it's gonna be like that for the next week.
Oh man,
you know what I mean? So
it's.
It's crazy.
It made it very
pungent
to me when he put, you know, the year he was born and then the year he passed. Like that
popped 78 up on, to 20.
Well, it just popped up right away on social media. That just made it really.
His home.
Yeah.
Too young, man.
That was, I felt like that was a little too soon, but I mean, everybody was doing it. You know, you'd look on all these, you know, ESPN Sports, and people were just, you know, the NBA posting pictures of, you know, 1978 to 2020.
I've seen it a couple times now.
That could have came up tomorrow. It didn't need to come up today. You know what I mean?
Just,
I don't know. That kind of rubbed me wrong. A lot of tributes. Not a lot. A few tributes going on in NBA games. The Spurs and the
Raptors. Well, I can't imagine, man. Yeah. That's their, you know, it's one of their own.
Yeah.
You know.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I don't know. There's nothing you can say. It's just... shocking. I mean,
Busy is from, he spent a chunk of time out there in Los Angeles, as I did. So, you know, he's a basketball fan, a Kobe fan. He's like 5 or 6 years younger than us, Jameer. So he's, that's his era. You know what I mean? And that's what he grew up on. And he's met Kobe. We got a picture of him with Kobe. Yeah, I mean, he's a little messed up right now.
It's tough.
He made it, though. He made it to the podcast. Yeah, I'm proud of him.
It's tough. I mean, I didn't, you know, what can you say? You know what I mean? He was a good dude. He was a very good dude at a young age. He was different. His father was different. I got a chance to kind of shake hands with his father once.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
But they're just, I don't know. He was, appeared to be a great father, you know, appeared to be involved. I followed him before all this. So you would see, sit pictures of him, videos of his other daughter that played volleyball.
Really?
Yeah, and Gigi, it just appeared to be, because you never know, but they just had that common bond of just basketball, and they just, you know, that was kind of like, you know, you have 4 girls, right? You know, you have 4 girls, and you're Kobe Bryant. You probably wanted a son.
Right.
You probably wanted a son in there, but then you get a girl, you know, like Gigi, who appears to have had the love for the game, and that just kind of, you know.
That's just a double whammy and all this, a triple whammy even, man. There's kids in this helicopter crash.
Yeah. Jeez. And I don't want to sound morbid. You can edit it out if it's not. But it's like, there's no, I told my kids, I was coming back from Ohio, I said, I'm probably worth more dead than I am alive. You know what I mean? And if I died in a helicopter crash, maybe my kids would benefit financially. They'd miss me. But when you've got a man like that who has everything, who provided his family with everything, there's nothing. You know what I mean? There's nothing. There's nothing that just takes the edge off a little.
That's rough, man.
And that's rough. You know, and that's, you know, and then to lose, you lose Gigi and you lose him. And it's
a crazy day. It's going to be a crazy week.
It's going to be a very crazy
long
week, man.
long month of February.
Yeah.
With this.
Look
at that. LA. Look at the Staples Center. It's filling up, man.
Just in Philly last night, shaking hands with LeBron. Like,
you were?
No.
Wait, you were in Ohio. You liar.
I was in Ohio. But I mean, I saw, you know, you see those things. He was just there and smiling and a helicopter crash. Like, how freakish is that? Like, that's.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
And he's touched people. Everybody probably has a story. I mean, he's touched so many lives and has been a part of so much that, you know, you can ask somebody. You know, just meeting Busy today, it's like you got a picture with him. That means you met him. And I've seen him play, and my cousin.
I saw him live play.
Yeah, I've seen him play so many times, man. It's so crazy. Yeah. It's so crazy.
And it's just tough. He's that type of guy, and on that level, you know, there's not, you know, he's in that level. He's the, in our era, you know, we can look at Wilt and all those, but we're talking about
recent.
Yeah, we're talking about, you know, Jordan.
2000s.
Jordan, LeBron, Kobe, and people can say what they want, but, you know, Kareem, if we're old enough to remember Kareem, I can remember Kareem, but it's really, you know, it's Jordan, and then it was Kobe, and now it's LeBron, and I don't know, it's to be 41 and have it
gone.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. It's nuts, man.
Few people's sports greatness can make them bigger than the game.
Right.
You know?
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, as a casual fan,
surpasses the NBA. It surpasses basketball. Yes. It's bigger than sports.
Right. Right. It's very few. You're talking about like a Jordan brand.
Right.
You're talking about Kobe and
yeah,
you're
talking about LeBron. It's in that echelon, man.
Right.
For sure.
You're talking about LeBron. LeBron is basketball, but LeBron does
more than that.
So much more than that. And I think Kobe, there's no thinking, you know, Kobe's there as well, and it's shocking, man. There's really nothing. There's nothing you can say. You didn't believe it. You were hoping it was fake. You were hoping.
You know. I know. I kept checking different. Yeah. You know, like is this a reliable source? Is this a reliable source? Like, did somebody?
And I thought that would be really foul if it was. And you know what I mean. And it's like, you just don't believe it. You don't. The dots. It took a long time to connect the dots. It took a long time to that. And then when it came out about his daughter, I was like, well. That was.
Yeah, I knew the way he used his helicopter, and I had a bad feeling that other people on board were, well, obviously they were connected to him, but I had a bad feeling it was his family, so I was just like instantly praying,
Sunday
like
morning,
don't let it be, don't let it be the family, you know.
People, it's just, I mean, everybody. You look at, I don't know, you look at, you figure what he's been retired for? What, 3 years? Has it been three?
Yeah, for three years.
Like that. We were looking at some of his stats.
2016.
Yeah.
The timeline of things have happened, you know what I mean?
And, you're looking at some of these guys that never played with him, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That he was around the game in a capacity where he could mentor, he could just be there, but be okay with where he was. I think a lot of these athletes that retire are still wishing they did something different, you know what I mean? Or still kind of trying to force themselves back into the game. I think Kobe was just one of those guys that when he came back, it was nothing more than just, let me share, I've did what I needed to do, I'm good, let me pay it forward.
Right.
Some of these guys are still trying to keep their name in the spotlight, you know what I mean? And Kobe was never one of those. I don't think he was ever one. He just wanted to kind of be there and make it make it right and pay it forward. And you know, without being, you know, like a Jordan-esque owner where you're involved that way, he just... It's tough, man. It's tough to see. And he's touching these people. You see on social media, some of these young guys are really, they're shaking up, they're crying, they're visibly caught off guard, you know, by this because of his impact to them. So it's a shame.
There we go. We got some more guests. We'll open the door. Let's see if they want to add their 2 cents for as we wrap up here on the Hub Show. Hey, what's going on, Chuck? We're good, man. We're wrapping up. We're good, though. Come on in. You know. Anyway.
But, yeah, it's tough. It's
Big Chuck's here. Oh, he brought an entourage. Good Lord. All right.
It's tough.
Again, sad day, somber day. This will be going on for a while here, but we want to hear your thoughts and prayers and condolences to everybody in this, involved in this situation out in Los Angeles. We're watching it here on live on TV, all the fans gathering in both the Calabasas area and down at Staples Center in L.A. For myself, Jay Heist, DJ Busy, I'll say it for Chris Canfield and for Coach Jameer. Hope show we're out of here. Till next time. Later.